How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Knox Manning in Hollywood taking you on another brief journey behind the scenes. Once again, we draw back the curtain to watch a fragment of forgotten drama, a story of people and places already hidden in the background of destiny. Today, we shall meet a young man who was not only instrumental in starting a great war, but won the battle that ended it and rose to even greater fame as a statesman. But first, a word from your announcer. Truer words were never spoken. And now let us step behind the scenes to an open-air meeting in a park in New York. It's just before the beginning of the American Revolution, and the small park is filled with patriots. All are tired of British tyranny and oppression. At the fringe of the crowd, a youth of 16 listens to the speakers in rapt attention. A moment later, there was a stir in the crowd, and through the throng around the speaker's platform, this young man elbowed his way. He was so small that he had a hard time making his way to the platform. Climbing the steps, he addressed the chairman. "May I speak a few words, sir?" The chairman and those with him looked at the boy in astonishment, while the crowd could only stare and wonder at the rather fresh-looking lad who wanted to make a speech. "Let the little West Indian speak," came a voice from the crowd. The chairman nodded. "I won't keep you long," the boy began, "because I know that there are many among you who are more versed in the art of oratory than I am, but I must express the thoughts I feel in my heart." Looking down into the eyes of the multitude about him, the youth hesitated as if afraid, but only for an instant. Then the words began to come, and the young orator plunged into a flood of fiery and rousing speech. When the oration was over, the purpose of the meeting had been accomplished. New York and the other colonies allied themselves in a common cause. Soon the War of Independence was to begin. When the war actually broke out, the young man who'd helped to start it was in the thick of the fight. As captain of artillery, he led his men through many great battles. His dash and gallantry soon won the attention of General Washington, and he was made lieutenant colonel and aide-de-camp. The war dragged on. At last, the embattled colonists were in a position to strike a decisive blow for freedom. The great British general, Lord Cornwallis, was entrenched upon the heights of Yorktown. General Washington and his aide-de-camp conferred upon the strategy to be used in the coming battle. "General Washington, sir, the redcoats hold the crown of the hill that commands this side of the town. We could send Marshall's men to flanks and rear, and I could lead a frontal attack." The general looked thoughtful. "A good plan, Colonel, but I need you here at headquarters. If our first attack fails, then I'll send you in command. In spite of your previous record of leadership and valor, I feel that I must have an older and more experienced officer in charge of the battle." The young aide saluted and turned about. As he strode slowly from the tent, his face was dark with a frown. Perhaps the greatest battle of his whole military career, and he was to be denied the honor of taking part. Now, before the conclusion of our story, a word from your announcer. The young officer was finally given command of one of the waves of the assault. Up the redoubt he rushed, filled with the joy of leadership and the fury of the fight. Obstacles couldn't stop the young officer and his men. They leaped over the palisades, they scaled the parapets, driving the enemy back into such dire defeat that soon a white flag was flying from the ramparts. The youth had won the battle that ended the War of Independence. The boy who was born and raised a British subject in the West Indies had made good in his chosen country. Who was he? You can see his picture on any $10 bill. Alexander Hamilton. This is Knox Manning inviting you to join me again tomorrow at this time for another journey into that dim half-light where chance and destiny lift men out from behind the scenes. This is a Hamilton Whitney radio production, transcribed in Hollywood.